With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's president is calling on Iranians to link arms and form human chains around power plants, in response to President Trump's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure if Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump's deadline, 8 o'clock Eastern Time tonight.
The president warns Iranian leaders that the U.S. military can unleash extensive damage in just a few hours.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
He's giving Iran a Tuesday deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern.
And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
The president said he was not at all concerned about accusations of war crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes with deadly effect, and Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the closure of a major bridge. Iran has rejected a proposed 45-day ceasefire, insisting on an end to the war and U.S. guarantees of no additional attacks. There's been a massive explosion at the Bridge of the Americas over the Panama Canal. Apparently an accident involving a fuel tank storage facility. At least one person killed, an unknown number of people injured. As of now, foul play not suspected. They've done it. The Artemis II astronauts traveling deeper into space than any humans have before. They've gone around the far side of the moon. Artemis Commander Reid Wiseman says a view from up there is spectacular.
The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent. I got a picture of it with the wide lens. Such a majestic view out here.
The astronauts due back on Earth Friday, splashdown off the coast of San Diego. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 35 points. This is SRN News. Views on morality have a lot to do with age.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hezbollah's fight with Israel is displacing Christians in Lebanon. Thousands of them now find themselves far from their ancestral churches, where Christians have maintained a strong presence through centuries of Byzantine, Arab, and Ottoman conquest, as well as plenty of 20th century crises. Believers are estimated to make up roughly a third of Lebanon's population of about 5.5 million people. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns that a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran disrupts global energy markets. In his annual shareholder letter, Dimon describes inflation as the potential skunk at the party this year. Now you talk about your childhood wishes.
It was raining marshmallows at two parks as youngsters grabbed the sweet treats being dropped from a helicopter. It was the annual marshmallow drop hosted by Wayne County Parks, and this year's event brought in hundreds of children. A passenger on board unloaded the treats tossed out of large sacks onto the grass below. At each location, the helicopter made three passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.